Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for August 28th, 2010. And this is going to be a call-in show. I'm going to be talking about Earth changes, pole shift, the quantum conscience behind the big shift. And I get a little introduction there on the Cosmic Love homepage. You can whet your appetite with that. Now, there's a link there at the bottom of that introduction that gives a more comprehensive overview with charts and graphs regarding changes that have been appearing that are becoming imminent, and might find it interesting. So I'm going to launch into this with a little orientation to that introduction I've got on the Cosmic Love webpage. And specifically, it's about the changes that are going on now that we can all see. I'm not talking about just of earthquakes and earth changes and volcanism and extreme weather conditions. There are other energetic changes that are going on to our universe right now, specifically as Earth enters what some people refer to as the photon belt at the galactic center. In other words, there's a galactic plane that our solar system is crossing across, and a lot of people are reporting this, the effect of this energy band of alignment with the galactic center has, whether you call it the photon belt or whatever, the effect on our solar system is a function of Earth's and our solar system's migration into this galactic center. And there's a cycle that this occurs, referred to as the precession of the equinoxes, about a 26,800-year cycle. Some people put it at that length of time, and this is, of course, relates to the precession of the ages, the 12 ages, the 12 constellations that we cycle through during this precession of the equinoxes, the energies of those 12 constellations at least, and how that is related to our alignment with the galactic center over this next year or so is much of the subject of this show, the information I'll be providing. And it's an intriguing subject, and the planetary change, energetic change, consciousness change is in the works. So, again, if this is a subject that you're familiar with, interested in, you might find this show of particular relevance if you'd like to call in and discuss it, cuss and discuss it, whatever. We can do that. We're going to be talking about some specific portents for change, also as a function of Planet X. Now, what's referred to as Planet X or Nibiru or dozens of other names historically that is fully entered into our solar system and coming through and being photographed and being seen with the naked eye at sunrise and sunset by many people. I had a friend this last week told me that he was coming down the valley here in Montana, and as the sun was setting, there was a haze from some forest fires in the area, and because of that haze, he was able to see Planet X at about 5 o'clock to the side of the setting sun, right adjacent to it, which is why you usually can't see it during the day, and often during the evening, because the sun is so bright you can't look into it and see where Planet X is. Anyway, it's coming through. A lot more people are seeing it. Many people around the world are photographing it, and it's the most taboo, blacked out, or otherwise non-existent story in the mainstream media for obvious reasons. It would be obvious to anyone that's followed this Cosmic Love show and previous shows, if not obvious for reasons that I discuss on the show today. So, again, you may find this interesting. And there's many dimensions of this combination of forces cosmic forces between the alignment of our solar system with the galactic nexus and Planet X, and a combination of other factors that have extraordinary portents for change over this next year. Some people like Johan Kalman say that the real dates of the Mayan calendar was calibrated with adjustments with our Gregorian calendar. We'll see these changes over the next year, and there are indications that we will see these indications over the next year. There are charts and graphs that I include with the link with the introduction I have on the Cosmic Love webpage. There's a link at the bottom where you can see these charts and graphs and get a little more thorough understanding of the electromagnetic and gravitational forces that are affecting the Earth this time. There is a massive awakening among much of the population to this fact and to preparedness. I know of many people across the nation who are preparing in their own ways, whether it's with food reserves or stocking their pantries, or I know many groups that are and families that are doing shelters. I get reports of them. I've been in touch with them over many years. I've been involved over the years with shelter preparedness, with groups and families and churches, there's a lot of chatter right now regarding final preparations. Again, you don't hear about this. Every once in a while, an article pops up in newspapers around the country, and I'm sent clippings, and I follow these. And it's interesting times, very interesting times. The mainstream media keeps us preoccupied with entertainment and one crisis in one part of the world or another part of the world that focuses our attention on issues other than the huge issue that we'll all be facing here before long. And how much that will be an issue, well, we'll soon see. I'm not saying exactly what's going to happen. Nothing is foreordained or etched in stone. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. And that's a big factor, the X factor, in this whole Planet X and galactic shift, energy shift function. And that's the factor of mankind's free will. There's a resonance with the morphic grid of consciousness and the collective consciousness with the morphic grids of the Earth. This is well known by indigenous peoples. The power of prayer, the power of collective intention, pure intention that focuses attention on our evolutionary ascension, self-elevation, salvation, whatever. You know, plenty of information out there these days about the power of collective intentionality, you might say. And the factors that will govern the outcome have this X factor, the mankind's free will, and how we align with, you might say, the cosmic energies of cosmic love of Aquarius, the Aquarian dispensation of energies that are being rebooted at the core of our galaxy, of this galactic alignment that's going on with our solar system. It's an interesting phenomena. Many people are awakening to this, and in many aspects of their consciousness. Many people are experiencing loss of time, a shifting of their consciousness. You might say the shape shifting of their linear consciousness into a more nonlinear knowing, a more nonlinear intuition. A lot of people are experiencing that with a kind of a synchronicity with events where they know before things happen. They know what people are going to say before they say it. There's all kinds of different nonlinear phenomena that's going on. And we had a show here a few shows ago about what's going on with these light orbs all over the planet. appearing, and people getting information from these light orbs. I mean, all kinds of phenomena is going on, and I'm sure there's many stories people listening are well aware of. If you'd like to share them, just call in the numbers that are available on the Cosmic Love webpage. So I'm going to go into this information now with some more specifics. The keynote that I'm going to be referencing a lot in this presentation is the emphasis of conscience, or as James Madison said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. And we don't think of conscience as something we own so much, but the responsibility of each of us ultimately comes to a full conscience of consequences for lack of it, you might say. In other words, we're all responsible to the extent that we have responsibility. And in a free will universe, we all have choices. So it's our individual and collective choices that will largely determine the outcome as it resonates with the, you might say, the pure intention of, or the intentionality of a galactic intelligence. You might say the intelligence of star systems, millions of star systems in our galaxy that are in alignment. If you look at our galaxy from the side, if you saw it from the side, it would look like it's kind of like the Sombrero galaxy. You know, it's like there are, most of the stars are in alignment. And we usually don't, as we look at the Milky Way galaxy, we don't see that from the Earth. But there is an alignment of energies, and there's an alignment of intelligence, you might say, of these stellar systems. And I reference in the article that's linked on the Cosmic Love webpage about the subject of astroacoustics. And I had an author and of a book on this subject on the show this last year. And he refers to the stellar seismography, and that this astroacoustics, there's ways they use radar telescopes of a kind that gets the frequencies of different star systems, and they've discovered that every star has different frequencies with a virtual heartbeat that conveys intelligence as unique as the soul of an individual, and many people who have studied the mysteries of the universe have tuned into the subject of stellar seismography, or the concept that stars are great cosmic beings that have intelligence like our own sun. And some people refer to the spiritual hierarchies of Helios and Vesta, or other names for these cosmic beings, great cosmic beings in our sun, and so it is with other star systems, and they're all in alignment, and that alignment of energy, sometimes referred to as the photon belt, is what our solar system is crossing over, this galactic plane, through the year 2010, 2011, and through 2012, there's this alignment process. And you might say it's rebooting the energies of our solar system, of the Earth grids, of our consciousness, our DNA, with a higher conscience. And it is, again, mankind has free will to align or attune with these energies of cosmic love, divine love, higher intelligence, higher consciousness, or not. And I'm a great advocate of cosmic love, as the name of my show on BBS Radio refers to. And I've been kind of tuning into this from a scientific perspective, as well as a philosophical, metaphysical perspective, for many years, looking at it from a lot of different angles. after a while, you get kind of a, it's like the principle of the holographic universe. There's a lot of different ways to look at a holograph, and you, every piece of the holograph references a different perspective of the same whole picture. And the more pieces of the holistic, holographic, holy whole, you might say, that you look at, the more angles of it, you see a repeating pattern or a common pattern or a common sense for a common sense of the big picture. So that's the big picture I'm discussing today. If this is something that you've kind of tuned into and have a unique perspective on, and it'd be great if you'd share it with listeners. This show is archived, and I love to share perspectives in this regard. I've had more than a dozen authors on the show on the subject of 2012, the holographic universe, the fractal universe, the order of the universe, the energies of the universe, as is definitely changing with this phenomena of our solar system's passage through the galactic center. It's a fascinating subject. I can't think of anything better to do than kind of tune into it to kind of get my finger on the pulse of the signs of the times, what's happening, how we can prepare. My background, my experiences, in my formative years was as an Eagle Scout, and that be prepared thing kind of stuck. And I have looked into the trendings of civilization and the trendings of astrology, psychology, and the masses, and what's going on with the heavens. I've been a big fan of cosmic correspondence to human conditions, you might say. And so I've done a lot of advanced astrology. I've taught advanced astrology workshops, and I have a strong conviction that we're in the universe and the universe is in us. There are effects that the moon has on us. There are effects that the more subtle energies of the different constellations that relate to one's astrology, psychology. And this is a subject, again, we've discussed in previous shows. In this show, I thought I would get more congruent with current signs of the times that are becoming rather self-evident, and more people are taking a look at this and looking at ways to prepare spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So with that spirit of be prepared, I've prepared more information, congruent information on specifically this process of aligning with the subtle energies of the galactic center, and also what's going on with what is called Planet X or Nibiru, Wormwood, or many other names for this miniature solar system that it has orbits into. Relationship to our sun, orbits into our sun, relation to the Earth about every 3,600 years. And that subject is getting a lot of press on the Internet, but is largely a non-subject in the mainstream media, other than movies like 2012, which mixes a lot of entertaining romance and junk science with over-the-top entertainment that discredits, you might say, the whole subject. So I'm going to go into the subject more. I provided links on Planet X, as well as graphics and photographs on the website, off the Cosmic Love webpage, that you can look at. Perhaps in another window while I'm talking or after the show, and you can look at it for yourself and see what you think. This time that we are in now has been called the time of trial on Earth. It's been called Judgment Day, the time of great purification, the end this creation, the quickening, the end of time as we know it, the shift of the ages. And it has been foretold that the completion of the precession of the equinox is in Aquarius, which is the energies of freedom and love, divine freedom, divine love. Those energies, there's a completion in that, a fulfillment of, some people say, a fulfillment of the law of cosmic love or the law of cosmos, which is the prime directive, divine love. There's, again, a lot of different frames of reference on this, and that it's all bringing regeneration of the earth at this time. It's offering an awakening to all open, willing hearts. And I think that's the real keynote, open, willing hearts. Free will, intention to be open to these frequencies of divine love, the pure intention that focuses attention on our individual and collective evolutionary ascension. So many people have spoke of these last days of the great cycle, including the Maya, the Hopi, the Egyptians, Kabbalists, the Essenes, Quero elders of Peru, the Navajo, Cherokee, Apache, the Iroquois Confederacy, the Dogon tribe, and the Aborigines. It's in the ancient history, and it's in modern history, with plenty of science for those who are interested in corroborating sciences. So the beginning of mass discernment, mass awakening with a new discernment of these energies, these frequencies, for virtually a golden age on Earth, that new beginning is the end of the world of mass deception as we've known it, behind endless war, terror, disease, and dying as we've known throughout this last century. This might say is a personal judgment opportunity that we each and all have at this time. It's the freedom and opportunity to choose, judge, or otherwise co-create a positive understanding of the big shift and prepare accordingly. And again, to prepare spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically is to realize with real eyes what is coming upon the earth and to seek divine direction and perfection. Perfection is perfect love with your own personal evolution and higher conscience as your ultimate protection in the eternal scheme of things. In other words, our lives, even if it's 100 years, is just a speck in time in the eternal scheme of things. And the only thing we take with us, obviously, past this life, is that which we learn in this life. And the upward mobile path of higher conscience really is the culturing of that divine spark within all of us to have more of the fullness, the full-blown, you might say the full-blown presence or of conscience, which some would call divine love conscience, God conscience, Holy Spirit, whatever. But that momentum that we build moment to moment in our consciousness is the signature of conscience that we take with us. It's the momentum of conscience that we take with us. And I had a very interesting author on my Cosmic Love show here a couple of weeks ago, who is the author of the whole universe book, and you can read about that in the show archives. One of the things he said is that if we serve the universe keeps us around. And it was his way of saying, and he did say, in other words, that we will, of course, reincarnate To the where we reincarnate, this is my understanding, is that which family we incarnate into, which opportunity that we're given with the family, the time that we incarnate, the society that we incarnate into, all of that is a function of cosmic laws, a higher intelligence, or you might say some would call it the Great Karmic Board, that warrants opportunity to the extent that we utilize opportunity to serve the universe, to serve others, to serve the purpose and plan that the masters know and serve, those who've mastered this dense octave of incarnation and have ascended, we have that opportunity to do the same. All these things they've done, those things and even greater things shall we do in the eternal scheme of things. That's the upward mobile path. So to the extent that we serve the universe serves us, or at least keeps us around with more opportunity and better opportunity. So this concept and the subject of service to others versus service to self, service to the awakening of others, service to the preparation of others, this is why I recommend listeners to the show to share this information and the links in the articles with your friends, family, loved ones, because some will, some won't, and prepare, and to the extent that we at least give people the opportunity to know better, if they have the freedom to know better, they have the opportunity to do better. So that concept of service to others is largely why I do this show. It's certainly not a moneymaker, and I can't think of anything better to do. I enjoy doing it. And there are subjects that I want to present that will help others with their preparations, whether it be spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. That's my pure intent. So if this interests you, if you read this article in its full length and see the options that I provide, and that's what I always try to do, is go through the challenges and then the opportunities the self-evident options, choices, preparations that we can each do in the process. So I've talked a little bit about the galactic shift of energies, the subtle energies that are permeating the Earth now, and I really believe a key factor in accelerating the rate of change that we see, that we've seen with the Internet. As we entered the photon belt, the Internet really took off. And there's a resonance, I understand, with these subtle energies and the collective consciousness of humanity. And if it's true that, you know, we're in the universe is in us, and these subtle energies are repolarizing our consciousness and our DNA with the divine love energies of Aquarius, it is freeing us up inadvertently to become more conscious to culture, conscientious common sense. The Internet has done that largely. That's the subject I have. When you come to the Cosmic Love homepage and have your speakers on, you have an introduction that I talk about the revolution in global conscience as a function of the Internet. And this Internet reflexes with the inner net, the Internet of energies of our galaxy. And as our solar system aligns with those energies, there is an awakening, a mass awakening, and this is happening, and this is the great hope of civilization. You know, change we can all believe in is the alignment with these energies of cosmic love, divine love, that is morphing the grids of consciousness and will tend to harmonize the Earth grids, the planetary grids, the morphic grids of energy that relate to the tectonic plates of the Earth itself. So that process is somewhat subtle with the photon belt, and this belt of light that aligns the great cosmic beings and intelligence of sun systems, billions of sun systems in our galaxy. And I've read different articles recently that they're discovering that there are hundreds of millions of star systems in our galaxy that have planetary systems that could provide life just as Earth does. And that's not talked about a lot. The mainstream media perspective is that, ETs don't exist, basically. It's like talking about UFOs and 9/11 in the mainstream media. It's like a non-subject. The reasons for that are kind of self-evident. The change or the mass awakening is, you might say, the greatest threat to the status quo and institutions that barely serve the purpose for which they were created. And it's becoming self-evident that a lot of those institutions are barely sustainable any longer and are kind of unraveling with the economies. And those are also, from a higher perspective, it's self-evident from a higher perspective why that's the case. So there is these subtle energies of the alignment of our solar system with the galactic plane. And there are the more intense energies that are coming in to us from what's referred to as Planet X, as it comes around, swings around Venus now, and is beginning to pass Earth. The proximity of that Planet X at the simultaneous time that we're entering the photon belt has portents for major electromagnetic energy changes for the Earth itself. There are some people who are adamant in saying that the big shift will also be a physical pole shift with cataclysmic Earth changes through 2012. Again, you won't hear any science validating that view on the boob tube, but and as I said, you're more likely to see a rerun of the globally syndicated 2012 movie that frames the possibility of pole shift with an entertaining mix of romance, humor, and junk science. Point is that we can't really depend on the media or government coming up with a solution that averts disaster at the last minute, like in the movie 2012, the few that make it. It's kind of an entertaining illusion that's designed to educate you into doing nothing. And the reality of Planet X and the truth of a potential pole shift physically is because of strong electromagnetics and gravitational influence of Planet X. This is the primary influence behind changes in all the planets in our solar systems. The pole shifts of different planets, very dramatic weather changes. This has already occurred. There's a link that I provided that goes into specifics on that. And modern astrophysics has revealed that most solar systems in our galaxy are binary. And Planet X is a dwarf brown star. Some people say it's a dwarf star. Other people say it's a planetoid. That it's six times the size of Earth with 10 times the electromagnetics, and it's a miniature solar system of smaller planets, comets, and space debris around it, orbiting around our sun like a binary twin approximately every 3,600 years. Massive Earth changes have historically accompanied its arrival, which is why it's also known as the Great Destroyer. Sometimes it has come into our solar system historically and created massive Earth changes. Two times ago, it corresponded to what was called the flood, the Great Flood. The last time it came through, the story of Moses and Egypt and what happened, I've heard in-depth explanations of a lot of the phenomena back then that have been mythologized in the story were related to the energetics of Planet X. So sometimes it doesn't have massive Earth change effects, other times it does. And we'll see. And again, like I said, it's like this. I really believe there's a correspondence to the story of Jonah on Nineveh, you know, the reluctant prophet Jonah, and how he warned the people of Nineveh about an impending disaster or judgment or whatever, and they all repented, so to speak. And they were saved, and he was kind of angry at God that nothing happened with his disastrous prophecies. But, you know, prophecy is a warning. Mankind has free will. Anything is possible. And that's subject of what's going on the Earth right now, and the potential for a mass awakening and a revolution in higher consciousness could mitigate, if not avert, the worst-case scenarios. So many people, as I said, have been photographing Planet X and are now seeing it at sunrise or sunset right beside the sun as it comes in on the ecliptic from that direction. NASA and power elite leaders worldwide have been well of it since 1983 when it was first discovered and reported in mainstream media. There's a link on that. You can read articles from the New York Times, the Washington Post. But the subject has been blacked out ever since. And if you think of the truth of 9/11 and UFOs and extraterrestrials, you think how the truth of all that is covered up for reasons you might say that are truth challenged. That's nothing compared to the official blackout and debunking of the truth of Planet X. Every other hot media crisis we see on television is a mass diversion from the imminent crisis facing everyone. The Earth is warming not just because of CO2 emissions from burning fossil fuels, but also because of massive undersea pressures that are pushing up volcanoes under the waters, under the ice caps, and spewing out methane gas in places like the Gulf of Mexico. I was going to link an article I read recently and then couldn't find it, the scientists that were discovering that methane gas was leaking in multiple places around the Gulf of Mexico, not just in the wellhead of British Petroleum. But that's another subject. There are many researchers who have come to the conclusion that Earth is far more likely to experience electromagnetic anomalies, solar flares, gravitational changes and pole shift caused by the effects of our solar system passing through the galactic center of the Milky Way galaxy, then by the effects of Planet X's 3,600-year orbit. But perhaps it is the combined effect, a double whammy of both this alignment with the galactic center and Planet X that will prove what some people refer to as the end of the world as we have known it. But either way, the real story of the forces behind Earth changes, the combined electromagnetic and gravitational forces, will not likely be reported on the boob tube for reasons which are disruptive to status quo BS belief systems. Virtually no one wants to believe it, and the powers that be want to conceal it, providing cover while they systematically use techniques to strip trillions of dollars out of the markets to build secret DUMBs, they're called, deep underground military bases, or DUMBs is the acronym for that. And there's a link on that. You can look at the links on these military bases. There's about 200 of them in the United States. There's about half that in Canada. They're all built all over the world. You can read about them. See pictures of the boring machines, the nuclear boring machines. They'll bore through rock at about 5 to 7 miles an hour. They're laser boring machines. And that's what's been going on. You can read about that. Kind of a verification that, hey, the insiders know what's going on. They're not telling us. You can be sure that when or not if a major crisis happens, the governments of the world will roll out police and military implementing martial law to maintain order. But abject fear is no way to live, and the best way to prevent that eventuality is a global revolution or mass awakening in resonance with the cosmic energies of the Aquarian dispensation. In other words, it's perfect love that casts out all fear, as we all know. And so here's the cosmic love. So seeing the future and what's coming is really the issue for anyone listening, for loved ones that read this article. It's the same as with a good driver of a car that must see the curve in the road ahead to steer in the right direction. Our choice is to see the big shift coming and do what you can to prepare or crack up when our worst fears come upon us. Those who willfully ignore the curve in the road for global civilization just ahead are those who are most likely to crack up if they don't steer their vehicle, their consciousness, in a proactive way. There are things you can do to prepare. It's not, as I said, foreordained or etched in stone how severe or serious now this is going to be. But the longer people wait to get their head around the big shift that's coming, the more difficult it'll be to keep their head while all about them, people are losing theirs. Anyway, people fear what they don't understand, and most people aren't hearing about this, and they don't want to believe anything that isn't coming from their television, even though television is where the real fear and the big lies are found. No one wants to believe that a physical pole shift is imminent, and the masked mainstream media obviously don't want people believing that, or panic might create chaos and loss of population control. In other words, it could create a situation of more instability than there is now. So all the big government policy changes we see are like Band-Aids on gaping wounds, like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. The power elite know what's coming, and for the masses, there are plenty of signs of the times for those who pay attention. And attention pays because, when you pay attention, if you're pro-life for your life, and that's really what it boils down to. For those who would take care of their families, their loved ones, they want to get this information out so they can at least begin seriously preparing and looking at their options. And there's a lot of options to look at if things start getting serious, as serious as I'm going to go on to indicate here with the charts and graphs. And you can look at those charts and graphs, and when the signs of the times are beginning to indicate that it's getting serious, there's only so much time to prepare. So it's prudent to prepare to see the seriousness of the situation and do what you can. Those who have seriously studied the signs of the times, and I have a link on signs of the times that you can go into and read articles about geophysical signs of the times, all kinds of information about the potential for the sun to erupt massive solar corona ejectas to the Earth, as has happened before in Earth's history. That could mean roasty toasty for one side of the Earth or the other, as these massive solar flares beyond what we've experienced before occur because of the proximity of the highly electromagnetic planet X between the sun and the Earth, or as it goes around Earth, and the electromagnetics of the Earth as relates to solar flares and the potential for a conduit of solar corona ejecta from the sun. There's other signs, serious signs that could occur that warrant different types of protection. So those who've looked at these signs of the times and read some of those articles, there's political signs of the times, there's course, the weather signs of the times, other signs of the times. One of them is regarding the disappearance of trillions of dollars of funds that have gone into black operations to prepare the government, military, and the scientific elite. So are the underground bases for real? I mean, you can read the links, and yes, they are real, but they are exclusively for the elite in their respective countries. And that translates to the rest of us can twist in the wind, and they frankly don't care. The overpopulation problem is solved. I mean, this is what the elite social engineers, the power elite, have basically decided to prepare themselves with no civil defense for the masses. So if there does come an extinction-level event with massive earth changes, the people hiding out in these underground cities may not be any safer than those on the surface who are paying attention to the warning signs and taking steps to protect themselves. I mean, massive earth changes, if you're in a deep underground shelter for protection and there's massive earth changes, that's no guarantee you're going to make it either. So the prudent see danger and prepare, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. That's a quote from Proverbs. And that's a prudent way to look at this entire situation. I have a couple graphs here on Planet X and a portents as it becomes visible to the masses are as follows with these graphs. And these graphs are a timeline of what you can expect over a trimester, over about a, over about, a trimester, a four-month period. You can look at those charts for yourself. And I won't go into the specifics of that. As I said, it isn't foreordained or etched in stone. Bottom line is what you can do now with the call to action. I'm going to go into that with part two. You can read that with the link after part one, the bottom of the page. And I'm going to quote end with a quote from Edmund Burke. No one could make a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do a little. So be prepared. Do what you can. Share this with your friends. Happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now. And I'm going to have a little meditation following the show.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention, because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.